down front if anyone needs to respond today. Father, we thank you for your all-sufficient word. Your word that testifies that you sent your son Jesus almost 2,000 years ago, born of a virgin, living a holy, pleasing, perfect life, a life that's hard for us to even imagine, and that he was cruelly punished, terribly tortured on a cross, that he died there, was put in a tomb. And oh, Father, on that first resurrection Sunday, he was raised from the dead. Thank you for raising him. And by our belief in that, in him, we too can be resurrected. We too can experience resurrection life. Lord, may old things in the Christian's life pass away that need to be gotten rid of, old sins or habits or behaviors or thoughts or speech. Lord, let old things in our life die. And Lord, let new things come in. May we be fruit-bearing Christians in Jesus' name. And Father, however we may need to respond right now, may we do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the first believe. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood his mercy will be forever mine. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.